In the autumn of 1927, physicists working with the new physics met in Brussels, Belgium, to ask themselves that question, among others. What they decided there became known as the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics. This was the first consistent formulation of quantum mechanics. As we'll see, Einstein opposed it and argued against it until his death, although he, like all physicists, was forced to acknowledge its advantages in explaining subatomic phenomena. The Copenhagen interpretation says, in effect, that it does not matter what quantum mechanics is about. The important thing is that it works in all possible experimental situations. This is one of the most important statements in the history of science. The Copenhagen interpretation began a monumental reunion, which was all but unnoticed at the time. The rational part of our psyche, typified by science, began to merge again with that other part of us which we had ignored since the 1700s, our irrational side. The new physics was based not upon absolute truth, but upon us. The scientific idea of truth traditionally had been anchored in an absolute truth somewhere out there. That is, an absolute truth with an independent existence. The closer that we came in our approximations to the absolute truth, the truer our theories were said to be. Although we might never be able to perceive the absolute truth directly, still, we tried to construct theories such that for every facet of absolute truth, there was a corresponding element in our theories. The Copenhagen interpretation does away with this idea of a one-to-one correspondence between reality and theory. This is another way of saying what we have said before. Quantum mechanics discards the laws governing individual events and states directly the laws governing aggregations.